Hi, everyone. Welcome to Memories of the 20th Century. I'm Jerry Pippin. Tonight, we're going to turn the clock back to 1953, a far simpler time. 1953, we had a new president at the Oval Office. Beginning January 20th, for the first time in 20 years, you had a Republican president, Dwight David Eisenhower, formerly president of Columbia University, and shortly before that, general of the Army in charge of the European theater. As far as television was concerned, it was beginning to show up in living rooms across America. And one of the top shows on television in 1953 was a radio show, Dragnet. In fact, Dragnet was on radio and television at the same time with Jack Webb.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. This Tuesday, August 5th, was warm in Los Angeles.
The deadpan delivery of Jack Webb had made it a hit on both radio and television, and also the brunt of many jokes from comedians. In fact, Stan Freberg even had a top 10 comedy selling record called St. George and the Dragonette. Interestingly enough, in 1953, Ray Anthony had a hit too with the theme from Dragnet. Dragnet, dance band leader Ray Anthony had a big hit that year in 1953 with that one. Ray Anthony, of course, had one hit earlier. It was called The Bunny Hop. This has been Memories of the 20th Century. I'm Jerry Pippin.